take our hymn books and sing number 345. 345. Number 84. Tonight we have an opportunity to come to the Lord's table, and We want to remember all that he's done for us, all that he's purchased for us. And so let's come with thankful hearts. We've heard now Psalm 100 a number of times already. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, and he's good to us tonight. He's wanting to bestow a blessing upon us all. Number 84. Let's stand as we sing.
To gaze at the cross. Another opportunity to remember what you have done for us, the great sacrifice that you have paid. I pray, Lord, that our spiritual eye, that I that was created for the very purpose of seeing you, would be opened this
evening.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
That we would receive afresh a new sight of you, of your sacrifice, of our Savior. Here in this meeting, Lord, the life-changing sight of you. We thank you for it, Lord. In your name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
That we have in Luke regarding the institution of this Lord's Supper, Jesus says to his disciples, with desire, I've had desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. You think he has desire over us this evening as well? I believe he has the same desire over us this evening as he had at that time. Because he has said that we ought to continue this supper till he comes. He hasn't come as yet. And so we can expect that he fulfill that desire. And what might that desire be? Well, he desires to bestow himself upon us. Not alone the gift of life, but his own self he gives me. Take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. Now everyone partake. This is my blood, shed for you. Drink the New Testament in my blood. I was reading today of Jonathan Burr. He was born in England, in Suffolk, England, in 1604. Born into a godly family, and at an early age he turned to the Lord, received him as Savior. And he was known as a boy that got well acquainted with Scripture, full of Scripture, and he had a knowledge of the Scripture. Well, ultimately he became a minister. In the Anglican Church of England. And as he got into the Word of God more deeply, his views of what they thought, their thinking, it was no longer parallel. And so they ousted him. They forbade him to preach, took him out of the pulpit. And he submitted to that for a time, but after a while he said, I'm going to die if I can't preach. I must preach. I need this some freedom to preach. So you know what he did? He came to America, Massachusetts. And shortly after his coming, he got deathly ill with smallpox. They didn't expect him to live. But the Lord was good unto him, spared his life. And then he made a covenant with the Lord. And he was only a young fellow, young man. You're going to understand that when I tell you, when he died. He made a covenant. Henceforth, only for his glory. I will live only for his glory, not my glory, his glory. And I will serve with deep humility, because I'm just a puff of air. And I'm here because he sustains me. And I'm going to be more serious, first of all, with my own family regarding these spiritual matters. Speak more freely with my wife and with my children, with my servants about these things. I think it's time for us to get a little more serious, perhaps. You know, we don't know. The time is short. We need to take the words of Christ seriously. He intends that we take it seriously. And tonight the Lord Jesus makes a covenant with us. This is the new covenant in my blood. He ratifies the testament by the shedding of his blood. The testator has died, so the testament is in force. Now we can come and claim and have all that he purchased for us. Every word is now, yea and amen in Christ Jesus, because he ratified the covenant. Now, do you think it might be time for us to do as Jonathan Burr did? He recognized the frailty of life, and they didn't perhaps have too long to live, and so he made a covenant. He said, Lord, now it's for your glory. I'm living solely for your glory. And in deep humility, I want to serve you because I recognize that life is just a puff of, or a breath, a puff of breath, right? And I want to be more serious with my family, first of all, and with others and those that I have ministry to. And could we do that? Do you think you could do that in your heart, Lord? As you have covenanted with me, now I want to covenant with you. Henceforth unto him who died for me and rose again. Nothing less than full surrender. Nothing less than giving all. Nothing less than gladly saying, here am I at Jesus' call, yielding body, soul, and spirit for the Master to possess. Offer Jesus nothing less. Oh, I'd like to, by his grace, respond to the love and the sacrifice and the salvation that he's brought and give myself wholly, unreservedly, unstintingly for the Master to possess and that he might use me in his will to bless others. And so let's come as we come to the table of the Lord with that conviction and that purpose and that determination by his grace. And we're going to begin now. Begin now. I have these days ahead of me, 2 weeks, and I'm going to ask the Lord to enable me to serve him acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Everything is shaking, it says there in Hebrews. Everything will shake. Everything that can be shaken will shake. But we, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us serve the Lord. Let us serve the Lord. You've heard that. Serve the Lord. And with gladness. For our God, let us have grace whereby we might serve him acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. I was afraid of that, you know, consuming fire. But I kind of put this construction on that. It's a fire of love. It's a fire of love. And he wants to burn away the dross. Burn on, O fire. Kindle a fire of love and zeal within this heart of mine. Lord, let it burn. Until all the dross is burned away. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so, let's come in humility and thanksgiving and great joy. And to think that He offers Himself. He said, because I have desire. I have desire. That means you and me. He has desire over me. He has desire over me. Lord, He said, Gordon, you need me. You need my strength. You will only fulfill as you partake of me. Me. You. I am your equipment for service as well as anything else. And so, no, we have a wonderful opportunity tonight. Let's seize upon it. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Now, He officiates at this. I mean, He is the one who is ministering. He says there, He stands before you, Andrew, and He says, now, Andrew, take. This is my body. I want you to take. He stands before. Wait a minute. Zach? I got it right. And John? Right? I'm getting it right now.
Heaven.
Wait a minute. Heaven. And you, I could go right down the line. He passes through these aisles. You can't escape Him. And so let's receive from Him. I want to take directly from Him. He uses these who minister. He uses them. They're His ministers, but He is the one who is offering Himself to you tonight. Oh, I want to be a good taker. Are you a good taker? Let's be good takers. I take Him now. I take Him now. I take Him now for all of my need. Lord, I take You. Amen.
Sing together number 88 in the hymn book.
Oh, this Jonathan Burr. He died in 1641. So you can figure out how old he was. He was born in 1604. So he was only in his 30s. But yet he was committed. Thank you.